You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
To be or not to be? That is the question.
Time now for another edition of Theater Talk as we turn to David Kiley of Encore Michigan, taking us around the state to look at productions from professional theater companies. And we're going to start right out with the Bard.
That's right. It's summer Shakespeare time. So the Michigan Shakespeare Festival is just about to be upon us. And trust me, if you want tickets, get them now on the festival's website, which is MichiganShakespeareFestival.com, because the three productions they are doing are going to be very popular.
Which is, I love hearing you say, you want this, move quickly.
Yeah.
So it's great to know that there is an appetite out there for,
absolutely,
for Shakespeare.
So The Taming of the Shrew begins July 6th at the Bauman Theater in Jackson. And then also at the Bauman, starting on July 8th, Julius Caesar begins. And then as the festival always does a non-Shakespeare play, it will be Anton Chekhov's The Seagull on July 13th. But you need to go to the website and pick your dates because, first of all, the shows run concurrently. The order changes each weekend. So you kind of have to organize your outings.
And then they're going to move to Canton later,
they move,
right?
to Canton later to make it more accessible for Eastsiders. But these are two of the most accessible Shakespeare plays of all. I don't think I have to explain Julius Caesar to anyone.
Well, certainly it's been making headlines over the summer thanks to the New York Shakespeare in the Park Donald Trump theme,
yes,
Caesar.
Yes,
this is not that.
No, it's not that. But, you know, friends, Romans, countrymen,
yep,
lend me your ear. And then Taming of the Shrew is also one of Shakespeare's great comedies, featuring a love story and trickery and mistaken identity, all the big classic Shakespeare devices in his comedies. And some people might not know that both the Broadway show Kiss Me, Kate, and also the film 10 Things I Hate About You
with Julia Stiles
are based on Taming of the Shrew.
Let's take a listen to a clip from Taming of the Shrew from the Michigan Shakespeare Company production.
Come, come, you wasp. In faith, you are too angry.
If I be waspish, best beware my sting.
My remedy, then, is to pluck it out.
Aye, if the fool could find where it lies.
Who knows not where a wasp does wear his sting? In his tail.
In his tongue.
Whose tongue?
Yours, if you talk of tails. And so, farewell.
What? With my tongue in your tail?
And, of course, that Kate.
So, and then Anton Chekhov's Seagull, which is the first of the Russian playwright's major plays, focuses on both the romantic and artistic conflicts among characters. This production has been adapted for an ensemble of 12 actors. This is a classic, and this is a world premiere for this particular translation. And then, as we said, on July 28th, the show's moved to Canton.
So Southeast Michigan, you can hit it easily.
That's right. And both these theaters, the Village Theater in Canton and the Bauman in Jackson, are wonderful, wonderful venues. And these are two very popular plays.
And there's actually some more Shakespeare on offer.
That's right. I suggest people take a look at seeing King Lear at the Interlaken Shakespeare Festival at the Interlaken Center for the Arts. This is a classic Shakespeare work, of course, which a lot of scholars believe is his best play. And these performances begin on June 30th, and they run July 1st, 7th, and 8th.
Now we head over to the Purple Rose in Chelsea.
Yes. I just had the pleasure of seeing and reviewing Harvey, a play that actually most people probably know the movie with James Stewart.
Of course.
But this is a play that actually won the Pulitzer Prize and beat out The Glass Menagerie. Little fun fact,
yeah,
believe it or not. And it's about Elwood P. Dowd, who has a friend who's a 6'3" anthropomorphic rabbit that only he sees. It's a light drama, and it's a terrific play. And, of course, you know, with Purple Rose, they've handled it really well with wonderful actors. Richard McWilliams plays Elwood, and Michelle Mountain plays Avia, his very high-strung sister. It was very good. My review is up on Encore Michigan.
Now we go over to a young theater company in Ann Arbor, the Kickshaw Theater. We've actually had the founders here on Stateside when they first launched. So what are they doing this summer?
They're doing a new play called Really. And they have moved their venues around, so it'll be on June 29th at the Trust Arts Studios on Jackson Road in Ann Arbor, just west of the Baker Road exit. And you can get all that info, of course, on Encore Michigan. Really is by Jackie Sibley's Drury, is the playwright. It's about a young photographer and her artist boyfriend and his mother. But the play sort of quickly becomes a focus on the photographer and the mother. And I think it's a very special play and one to see from a very interesting playwright. And Kickshaw, young but rising company, they've been moving around a bit, but I think people will enjoy this a lot.
And you've got something for fans of musicals, because in Pinckney, what's being done?
Well, it's a very fun show at the Dio Theater. It's a dinner theater called Forever Plaid. It's a jukebox musical about a group of four singers who in 1964 are fatally killed in a car accident on their way to their big gig.
Which sounds like a gloomy
thing. It sounds gloomy and
but.
But, however, this is a show that's really the device. This show is based on groups like the Four Freshmen, you know, those harmony groups from the early 60s, kind of before the British invasion. So it's all of that era. And the songs include pieces like Crazy Batch of Baby, Lady of Spain, Rags to Riches, Heart and Soul. They do a great job with the material. There's a particularly fabulous scene where they act out like a whole season of the Ed Sullivan Show in like 3 minutes. And it's just a delightful, happy, upbeat show, even though the boys are in heaven. Yeah.
Let's take a listen to a bit of the original cast recording from Forever Plaid.
We're used to doing our next tune with the choreography.
So, with your permission, we'll be doing it the way we rehearsed it.
In the stock room of my family's plumbing supply company.
So we'll be using these really big plungers that we pretend are microphones. Okay?
Okay!
Da-da-do, da-da-do, do-do-do, do.
So what did you think of this production at the Dio Dinner Theater? You reviewed it.
It's great fun. It's just great fun. And the boys do a terrific job with their vocals. It's really, when you have four actors who can really sing harmony and mix in comedy patter and, you know, and tell the story, it was a delightful evening.
I'm guessing this might appeal to theatergoers of a certain age.
Yes, I would say, you know, certainly people who remember that kind of pre-British invasion, kind of very innocent kind of stuff. But
yes,
there were some younger folks that night that I went to review it, and everybody seemed to have a good time.
So. All right. So just to recap, the Michigan Shakespeare Festival offering Julius Caesar, The Taming of the Shrew, and Chekhov's The Seagull, and they're starting out in Jackson and then moving to Canton. And again, you're saying if you want tickets, you got to move?
Yes, because, again, not only is the Michigan Shakespeare Festival terrific, but these plays are very popular whenever they come around.
And let's not forget King Lear at the Interlochen Shakespeare Festival. And then the Kickshaw Theater in Ann Arbor is doing a new play, Really. The Purple Rose in Chelsea is doing Harvey. And the Dio Dinner Theater in Pinckney offering Forever Plaid. And you can get details on these and other productions around Michigan. Just go to EncoreMichigan.com. David Kiley of Encore Michigan, thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Cynthia.